Imagine walking into a hotel where everything just works, from the seamless check-in to the room that seems to anticipate your needs. Now contrast that with the frustration of navigating a poorly designed healthcare system where each department seems disconnected from the next. The difference isn't magic, it's service design thinking. This revolutionary approach transforms how organizations create experiences that truly work for people. Unlike traditional product design focused on tangible objects, service design addresses the invisible architecture of experiences unfolding over time. It's not just another business methodology, but a fundamentally different way of seeing and creating value in our increasingly service-oriented world. What makes this approach particularly powerful is its interdisciplinary nature, combining methods from psychology, business strategy, interaction design, ethnography, and systems thinking to solve complex problems that single disciplines cannot address alone. Service design revolves around five transformative principles. First, it's genuinely user-centered, going beyond demographics to understand authentic needs and contexts. Prince Charles and Ozzy Osbourne, both British men born in 1948 with similar demographic profiles but vastly different needs, illustrate why deep customer understanding through shadowing and contextual interviews matters. Second, service design is co-creative, involving all stakeholders in developing solutions. When designing a hospital check-in process, everyone from doctors to patients collaborate, creating better solutions and fostering ownership. Third, services are sequences unfolding over time like scenes in a movie. Their rhythm impacts customer mood. Too slow causes boredom, too fast creates stress. Fourth, service design makes the intangible tangible through evidencing, creating physical artifacts that trigger memories of positive service moments, like hotel shampoo bottles that extend the experience beyond your stay. Finally, service design takes a holistic view, considering the entire ecosystem. A bank redesigning its mortgage service examines not just the application process, but also staff training, IT systems, regulations, and customer relationships. Service design's power comes from diverse expertise working together. Product designers contribute expertise in physical components, understanding that modern products often serve as platforms for experiences, as seen in Apple's iPod and iTunes. Graphic designers make services understandable through visual metaphors. Interaction designers focus on touch points between customers and service systems, balancing utility, usability, and pleasurability. Business strategists ensure innovations align with organizational goals and market realities. Service design must align with business realities to deliver sustainable value. Traditional management often views service merely as a differentiation tool rather than an industry-shaping force, missing how exceptional design can restructure entire industries, as Uber and Airbnb demonstrate. The key obstacle is the assumed incompatibility between cost leadership and differentiation. Roger Martin's design thinking offers an iterative, both-and approach instead of either-or logic. Southwest Airlines and IKEA prove that superior service design can achieve cost advantages and meaningful differentiation simultaneously. Historically, services adopted a production-oriented viewpoint, applying manufacturing principles to service environments. Ted Levitt's production line approach to services, exemplified by McDonald's, standardized behaviors but often sacrificed personalization and emotional connection. Modern service design values human interaction and emotional engagement, as shown by Ritz-Carlton and Apple, which combine operational excellence with personal service. The challenge is balancing standardization with personalization, automation with human interaction, and cost efficiency with service quality, creating competitive advantages that benefit both businesses and customers. At the heart of service design lies a commitment to truly understanding people. Design ethnography provides structured methods for gaining this understanding, helping teams develop empathy with users. Unlike traditional market research, it works collaboratively with the design team, facilitating conversations between users, clients, designers, and stakeholders in natural environments. This human-centered approach is essential for services, which are intangible, difficult to standardize, and co-produce during delivery. A healthcare project might involve shadowing patients through their entire journey, revealing pain points and opportunities invisible through traditional research methods. The approach builds on ethnography's long history, adapting proven techniques for service design contexts. Early anthropologists like Jean Roux pioneered co-creation methods, involving subjects as active collaborators. Modern practitioners have expanded these methods to include digital ethnography, remote observation, and hybrid approaches. Successful service design requires strong connections between design and ethnographic research. Empathetic conversations between stakeholders utilize tools like journey maps, personas, and service blueprints to communicate insights. This approach places everyday life at the heart of the design process, ensuring services truly address user needs, behaviors, and contexts. Service design follows an iterative journey of exploration, creation, reflection, and implementation, not a linear path. Exploration begins with understanding company culture and goals, ensuring organizational readiness before identifying problems through ethnographic approaches. The AT1 approach guides early phases through workshops using 5 innovation lenses: actors, collaborative networks, touchpoints, customer interactions, offering, service brand relationship, needs, customer understanding, and experiences, emotional connections. The creation phase transforms insights into concepts, while reflection tests these ideas. Implementation tools then transfer new service designs throughout an organization, building cases for change. Service designers employ various tools: stakeholder maps, service safaris exploring service examples, customer journey maps, contextual interviews, personas representing customer groups, service prototypes, and service blueprints, schematizing every aspect. These tools can be combined across project stages for iterative development. When NL Agency needed to become more customer-oriented, they used the Customer Journey Lab methodology to prioritize issues, co-create scenarios, and implement solutions through visual prototyping, uncovering previously overlooked organizational knowledge. MyPolice, established in 2009, provides qualitative user experience data to UK police forces, fostering empathetic understanding of service delivery. Their approach included testing paper prototypes in communities, conducting contextual interviews, creating user personas, and immersing themselves in police culture. Hello Change transformed recruitment by focusing on qualities like empathy, creativity, and attitude that traditional CVs miss. Their process combined collaborative sessions with diverse professionals, candidate interviews, and company research to map expectations. These examples demonstrate how service design transforms organizations across sectors by balancing human experiences with business objectives, creating effective solutions, and revealing innovation opportunities that traditional approaches might miss. Service design extends beyond practical applications to philosophical considerations about human flourishing. An organismic perspective, based on self-determination theory, views motivation dynamically, with designers acting as coaches supporting users toward shared goals. This approach recognizes motivation as stemming from individuals seeking greater autonomy, relatedness, and competence. Service design challenges our mechanical mindset that views the world through physical objects. It offers a new design aesthetic that shifts attention to immaterial and relational components, adopting a binocular view, seeing both the thing and what it provokes. This perspective demands investigation, empathy, and qualitative understanding. Rather than pursuing innovation for its own sake, service design responds to what exists in the world, making design an active philosophy that creates space for life. In a world increasingly dominated by services rather than products, this approach offers a more human-centered way of creating value. When you experience a service that feels effortless and delightful, or frustrating and disconnected, you're witnessing the presence or absence of thoughtful service design. By applying these principles, organizations can create meaningful experiences while achieving business objectives.